Welcome to the Mortgage Mum podcast with me, Sarah Tucker, founder of The Mortgage Mum, where we believe mortgages are about more than just money. Join us every week where we will share with you bite-sized tips, interviews with inspiring people inside and outside of our industry, and tools to help you achieve balance in every area of your life. And a huge welcome to episode 12 of the Mortgage Mum podcast and the first episode of 2021. Very exciting, and wishing you all a very happy new year. And I hope you had a lovely Christmas and new year period. I wanted to start the new year by talking about a topic that is a little bit sensitive, but is one that unfortunately is probably going to be needed for a lot of people in January. And that is the subject of separation. Lots of couples tend to stay together for Christmas, and we notice a lot of separations after Christmas. It's a new year. There's less expectation. There's less pressure to stay together. And so that tends to be when people start to really think about what this looks like. And one of the first things they do is they call us to talk about money. And I don't know, I always say to my clients who are going through this, I don't know if that's because the facts feel easier sometimes than the emotion. Sometimes the way our brain works is, okay, let's deal with the facts and then we'll deal with all of the emotion about this, but let's focus on the facts because it's easier. And often I say to people, you know, this is the least important bit. Make sure you're okay, particularly if they are on the receiving end of a separation and it's not been their choice. I always try and offer that emotional support. So if you are going through this, if this episode is going to resonate with you, then, you know, just know that you're going to be supported. And we realise there's lots of emotion involved in this, and we will try and give you as much information as you can so that you're equipped with everything you need so that you can make good choices, not rash choices. So I hope this helps some of you out there, or helps people that you know who are going through this. So, hot topic in January, and a tricky one too. And often we as Brits are taught to avoid the tricky stuff, to shy away from the emotional stuff. Well, the Mortgage Mum is here to change that, because the emotional stuff is the really important stuff. And so I want to talk to you about what it looks like if you're separating from your partner, from your husband, from your wife, and you're wondering financially what that means for you and what your options are going to be. And of course, depending on what side of the coin you are, will depend on the answer to those questions. This is very specific to each person's circumstances. But that being said, there is some generalized information I can give you that's going to hopefully steer you in the right direction. But most importantly, is going to give you some information and some ease so that you're not stressing. The worst thing is when you're stressing and you don't know the answers and you don't know where to turn. So hopefully this is a good starting point. So first of all, you have to ask yourself what you want life to look like now. So you own a property together is my presumption that I'm making for the purposes of this episode. And one of you wants to keep the property and stay living in it. Perhaps you have children, and perhaps you don't want to uproot the whole household. You want to stay in the house, and one of you is going to leave, and that one person would like, if possible, to be removed from the mortgage so that they have choices of their own. So I'm going to talk to you first about the person who wants to stay in the property. Now, that person has to be able to afford the mortgage on their own. And that's the first thing we're going to look at, is what is that person's affordability? Now, if there are children in the equation, we can use maintenance as income. So if you've negotiated and started that maintenance process, that is helpful to us. We don't always need the maintenance to be court ordered. We can take maintenance that's been being paid into a bank account. We do like to see it for 6 months so that we can really use it as income. But different lenders have different criteria around that. But what I would say is if you know you're separating, but it's not quite happening yet, I would start those maintenance agreements and payments as soon as you can, just so that you give yourselves the best opportunity to use that as income if you think you're going to need it. So the first thing we look at is, can you afford the mortgage that you have on your own? So that's excluding the fact that you're probably going to want to release money to pay off the person to take off the mortgage. We need to know if you can afford it on your own. Now, the answer to that question will determine what happens next. If you can afford the mortgage, great. We then look at how much equity there is in the property. Usually it's a division of two. So if there's 100 grand in the property, we'd look to try and release 50 grand to the partner who's coming off the mortgage. And then it's a case of, can you afford the mortgage with 50 grand extra added onto it? Now, as I've covered in other episodes, a mortgage affordability generally is 4.5 to 5 times your income. If you are a single parent and you are getting benefits or maintenance, we can also include that as part of your income. Now, unfortunately, most households that we deal with can't afford the mortgage on their own. And that's when it becomes a bit stickier, because they don't want to lose the house. It restricts the person who wants to come off the mortgage and buy their own place potentially, or just have some money in the bank if they don't want to buy quite yet. But it can be really tricky financially. So for those people, there are other options, and it's often something that we do. Here at The Mortgage Mum, we don't give up very easily. So if we have a case on our desk, our team are very driven to find a solution. Typically, the solutions we've found for situations such as this, so if you're a person, just to remind you, if you're a person that's living in a property, you don't want to lose it, you split up from your partner would like to come off the mortgage and you want to be able to pay them what you owe them so that you own the property in your own right, completely independent, we will ask you if there's anyone else that can come on the mortgage. And that person doesn't necessarily have to go on the deeds of the mortgage. So they can just help you out for affordability. And there are some lenders that will actually allow you to have up to 4 applicants on a mortgage application. So it doesn't all have to come from one person, though it is easier if it is 2 of you on a mortgage. Now, that person will have a complete affordability check. So if they've got their own mortgage and their own loans and their own credit commitments, we will address you as a joint application for a mortgage, and we will take into account everything. So if there are other mortgages and other debts in the background, we'll need to check affordability with those included. But the beauty of this is that they don't go on the deeds of the property, which means they can help you without affecting the deeds, which can create a bit more peace in the situation. This is something called joint borrower sole proprietor, and most people know it as guarantees or guarantor schemes. But joint borrower sole proprietor is where, as it sounds, there's joint borrowers and there's one proprietor of the property. They're really good. They're great for this situation because it allows that person to work towards the goal of eventually not needing that person on their mortgage. You know, perhaps in the future they'll meet someone else and add them to the mortgage, or perhaps they will get promotion or their business will do better, or, you know, their income will go up, which means they won't always need it. But for the short term, it's a great solution to be able to pay the equity owed to the partner that you're splitting up from and own the property and keep the house that you love and don't want to leave. For families, it's a lot of upheaval emotionally. And so a lot of the time, the mums actually generally are the ones that want to keep the house to keep that regularity. It's not always the case, but it's more often the case than not. So you have a couple of choices, basically. If you can't afford the mortgage on your own, you can speak to friends and family and relatives and just see if they can go on the mortgage with you to help with affordability. Now, if that's not an option and the affordability is just not there, even with maintenance and benefits, then we'll be looking at a short-term solution and working towards a long-term solution with you. The short-term solution would unfortunately be that you would both stay on the mortgage, but you would reside in the property. if the partner who was leaving the property does have access to a deposit, then great. But if not, then we could look to raise some capital through a standard remortgage, and that partner can then use that to buy another property. Now, I've done this for many clients also. Lots of people assume that they'll have to pay the additional stamp duty and that they just can't afford to own two properties in their name. But actually, the stamp duty is different if you can prove that you're not living in that first property. So don't let that as a concept put you off, because for those of you who don't know, if you own two properties, you do pay an additional 3% stamp duty. But in this situation, that's not always the case. You do need to speak to a solicitor, because each situation is different. So don't generalise based on this podcast, but that is generally the case and not everybody realises that. So that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is the partner who wants to be removed from the mortgage, wants to step away from the property, potentially wants to rent or buy somewhere else, and they want their equity and they want to come off the deeds. Now, it does tie in. Obviously, it really depends on whether your partner can afford that mortgage on their own. And if they can, or they can get somebody else on the mortgage, then it's great. They can pay you the equity you're owed, you come off the deeds, and then you are free to make your own choices. If they can't, then unfortunately, it's looking at the short-term solution and a long-term solution with you as a collective. The short-term solution is, if you're imminently wanting to buy somewhere else, then we will work with your affordability and we will have to take into account the other mortgage. But what we can look to do is put one of the mortgages on interest only. Now, interest only has its own criteria. There's so much to these equations. But what we've done for clients before is put the residential mortgage that they're not living in on interest only to make affordability easier for them when they're buying another property in their name. As I mentioned, the stamp duty thing helps, but it's all down to your affordability then. And that is for us to look at. Each lender does something different, but we are very clued up on who does what. And you'd be very surprised that you perhaps can afford to have two properties mortgaged, more than people think, actually. So definitely look at all your options before you assume that you just have to rent a property. That's not always the case. It's all about affordability. It's all about income. If you're paying maintenance, if you're on the other side of the coin and you're the one paying maintenance, that will be deducted as a cost. So similar to a loan or a credit card, that is something that's going to get taken into account. So do think carefully about the maintenance you're paying and make sure that it suits all parties and that you're not just thinking short term about one person's mortgage, because you have to look at the whole picture. You're both going to eventually want to own property, I assume. So you do have to think about that. I hope that kind of gives you a little bit of food for thought, because there's a lot going on and people really don't know where to start with all of the finances. The other thing you do need to take into account that I've not mentioned yet is whether you're tied into your existing lender. So the first thing we'll do is we'll find out if you're tied into a rate with a lender. Now, if you are, it doesn't mean you can't take somebody off the deeds and do what's known as a transfer of equity. But it does mean that you are restricted to the affordability calculations and the terms of that one lender. If not, you may want to consider paying the early repayment charge and coming away from that lender, or else waiting until that early repayment period ends and then reviewing the situation. And we would recommend speaking to us 6 months before that date, just to really give you time to get everything sorted, because there is more legal work involved in a transfer of equity than a standard remortgage. So the first thing we want to do is know if you're tied in with that lender. And if you are, then we'll look at the options of using that lender or paying the early repayment fee to come away, or waiting a little bit longer. But that's up to us to really give you the advice surrounding that and help you make the right choice for you. I think that's going to give you the basis of what you need. Really and truthfully, you need to work with people you trust. And that's the most important thing, is feeling like you are understood, that you are being supported in the way you need to be during those times. There's a lot of emotional upheaval, and it can create a lot of tension. So you need to work with somebody that you trust, somebody that's got your back, that's going to be impartial, and that's going to support you and help you to make the right decision for you and your family in the long term and the short term. And if you need any help, obviously it goes without saying that we are here for you. I hope you're doing okay, and we'll speak to you very soon. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the Mortgage Mum podcast, and I hope you learned something new today and felt inspired in some way. Here at the Mortgage Mum, we really believe in people supporting people. So if you've enjoyed this episode of the Mortgage Mum podcast, please share and subscribe and rate and review this podcast, and let's keep supporting each other. And of course, if you would like help with your mortgage or your insurance, head over to www.themortgagemum.co.uk or contact any one of the team on social media. We would love to help you. Thank you for listening.